My name is Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner. KETSIAAURELIEN. This dictation is for Ida R. Love, IVA, middle initial R, last name Love, LOVE. This was done on October 24th, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, and the aging process. The patient, the most recent kidney functions reveal stable results with the BUN of 18 from 17, creatinine of 1.15 from 1.07, and a GFR of 49 from 53. There is no evidence of proteinuria with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 177 milligrams. There is evidence of pyuria with a negative culture. However, the patient denies any urinary symptoms. Period. We advise her to use 1/3 of white vinegar with 2/3 of water to cleanse her vaginal area to prevent further pyuria in the future. Period. There is evidence of edema to the lower extremities, which worsens at night. We advised her to take her furosemide to continue taking her furosemide and to weigh herself daily. Period. We also advise her to decrease her salt, her sodium and fluid intake to about 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. Period. We also encourage her to elevate her legs when seated on two pillows and to wear compression stockings. Period. This edema could be a result of the amlodipine, which she takes for hypertension. Period. We will continue to evaluate the kidney functions. We advise her to avoid processed foods and to adopt a plant-based diet. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 140 over 73. Continue with the current regimen and continue monitoring blood pressure daily. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus with stable A1C of 5.6%. The patient is doing a great job with controlling her blood sugar, controlling her diabetes. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hypercalcemia with serum calcium level of 10. We will order serum. We will order ionized calcium for further assessment. She is currently taking vitamin D, 2,000 units, vitamin D, 2,000 units daily. We advise her to take one tablet every other day instead to prevent further elevation of the serum calcium, period. Next line, hyperuricemia. With uric acid within normal limits at 4.1, continue with the allopurinol. Next line, vitamin D deficiency. As previously stated, we advise her to take her vitamin D3 supplementation every other day instead of every day. Next line, obesity. With a BMI of 35.6, we encourage her to decrease. We encourage her to lose weight by adopting a plant-based diet and by increasing her physical activity. Period. Next line. Leukocytosis, which is chronic in nature. Since 2017, she denies further follow-up with a hematologist. Her WBC, serum WBC is 11.7. Next line. For the hypercalcemia, we will order BMP and ionized calcium and to be done in 2 weeks for evaluation since we adjusted the vitamin D supplementation period. If the serum calcium is still elevated and the ionized calcium is also elevated, we will discontinue the vitamin D3 supplementation and order mineral bone disease workup to rule out hyperparathyroidism, period. Overall, the patient has no evidence of proteinuria with the urine protein creatinine ratio of 177 milligrams. And is doing well overall. We will reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. End.